Chapter 8, The Wisdom of God. What a deep subject is this of divine wisdom, and how much do we need grace to look a little into what the scriptures reveal of it? Well might the apostle exclaim, O, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God! How unsearchable are his judgments, and his ways past finding out. Romans 11, verse 33. He is God only wise. Romans 16, verse 27. The King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God. 1 Timothy 1, verse 17. To whom honor and glory are to be ascribed forever and ever. His wisdom is to be seen in his works. How marvelous and manifold are the effects of it in the wide creation. Out of a void and chaos, he made all things that are made. He spake, and it was done, and by the breath of his mouth were the heavens and earth made, and all that they contain. How wonderful is the light which he brought out of darkness, and the sun as the great fount of it. How beautiful the moon, with its changing phases so constant in their times. How glorious the stars, set each in his own appointed place. How full of wisdom is the ordering of these heavenly bodies, and the maintaining of them in their relation to our earthly planet. Then there is this great and wide sea, almost unfathomable at places in its mighty depths, the myriads of living creatures which people and traverse its waters, and yet the bounding of its shores within limits beyond which it cannot pass. Upon the earth, too, how is everything appointed in infinite wisdom, the mountains and vales, the verdure with which they are clothed, the manifold varieties of flower and fruit, the birds and feathered fowl, the beasts both wild and domestic, and every creeping thing. All these are provided each with its own peculiar capability of living and breathing and finding its suitable nourishment. Then, if we take that highest of the works of God upon the earth, his creature, man, and the woman whom he made to be his close companion, what skill and wisdom are manifest in all their members and faculties. The wonderful upright form, the articulation of the bones and limbs, the coursing of the blood throughout the whole, the sensitive nerves, the organs of breathing and nourishment, the controlling head and brain with faculties of seeing, hearing, smelling, and tasting, the skillfully formed hands and feet with the sense of touch. What a marvelous display of divine wisdom is here exhibited. And then the soul, created originally in the image of God, but now, alas, fallen and depraved, what powers it possesses! The power of thought, the flight of imagination, the imperious will, the deeply moving affections and passions, the force of reason, subtleties of the mind, the insistence of conscience, and all of immortal existence. What wisdom is displayed in the provision of these mysterious faculties! O Lord, how manifold are thy works! In wisdom hast thou made them all. Psalm 104, verse 24. Truly the heart of man is fallen and depraved when he can dwell among and observe these wonderful works, and yet not see in them evidences of the existence of God and his marvelous wisdom. Yet this unbelief and infidelity is in our own hearts, and may trouble us greatly at times. Oh, that we may be given faith, by which we should understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Hebrews 11, verse 3. We shall be without excuse if we do not see the invisible things of God from the creation of the world, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead. Romans 1, verse 20. Then, if we consider the providence of God in his control and management of all things in the world and in our own lives, what wonderful wisdom will be apparent, except we be as those who regard not the work of the Lord, neither consider the operation of his hands. Isaiah 5, verse 12. The king's heart is in the hands of the Lord, as the rivers of water. He turneth it whithersoever he will. Proverbs 21, verse 1. He doeth according to his will in the army of heaven, and among the inhabitants of the earth, and none can stay his hand, or say unto him, What doest thou? Daniel 4, verse 35. What wisdom is needed in controlling and overruling all things, to bring about his own purposes, causing all things to work together for the good of his people and his own glory. What wisdom in appointing every incident in the lives of individuals, and the rise and fall of nations, the apparently trifling events of everyday life, and the mighty movings of empires and states. This should be a solace to the Lord's people, that all events are in his hands, even their lives' minutest circumstance, and that all will be overruled for their good. Not always the good they may anticipate or desire, but that which shall be for their spiritual and eternal good and well-being. All their trials and troubles, disappointments and losses, will be made a means of chastening to them, that they may bring forth fruit in their hearts and lives. All their joys and comforts, and every supply of their needs will be sanctified by the word of God and prayer, 1 Timothy 4, verses 4 and 5, as they are received with thanksgiving and used for the glory of God. To see not only love, but wisdom inscribed on all the Lord's dealings, what a blessed portion! Wisdom and mercy guide my way, shall I resist them both? But to the wicked and them that know not the Lord, this same almighty providence will be found to compass their destruction. How are they brought into desolation as in a moment? They are utterly consumed with terrors. Psalm 73, verse 19. But it is in the gospel that the wisdom of God shines forth in its greatest glory, as do his other attributes. What wisdom, majesty, and grace through all the gospel shine. It may be truly said that all the divine attributes meet in harmony and shine with their greatest luster in the person and redeeming work of the Lord Jesus Christ. Here is the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. 1 Corinthians 2, verses 7 and 8. Therefore Christ is called not only the power of God, but also the wisdom of God. 1 Corinthians 1, verse 24. Although unto the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks foolishness. That sinners, lost and ruined by the fall, should be saved with an everlasting salvation, should be justified from all things from which they could not be justified by the law of Moses, and should be sanctified so as to be presented holy and unblameable and unreprovable in the sight of God, and yet the perfections of the deity not be at all diminished, but rather be made glorious. What wisdom was needed to bring this to pass? But How was all this to be accomplished? How could sinners be justified, and yet the holy law of God be magnified and made honorable? How could sinners be freely pardoned, and the justice of God be fully satisfied? How could the nature which had sinned be subjected to infinite punishment, and yet be preserved to everlasting bliss? How could God and man be reconciled, and who could stand between them as a daysman to lay his hand upon them both? Infinite wisdom alone could find a way through these difficulties, a way which no angel could have conceived, nor man dared to propose. All this was brought to pass by God, sending his only begotten Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law. Galatians 4, verses 4 and 5. Hereby he possessed the nature that had sinned, and could suffer the punishment due to the sins of all his people, as they were laid upon him. His deity supported him through all, and at the same time imparted to his sufferings divine and infinite efficacy. He stood as a mediator, suffered as their surety, paid the price as their ransom, fully obeyed the law as the Lord their righteousness, offered himself a sacrifice as their great high priest, and yet ever lives as their advocate above at the Father's right hand. Oh, the wisdom of God, displayed in the plan of salvation, the covenant of grace, the eternal choice of the Father, the substitutionary work of the eternal Son, and the sanctifying application by the Holy Spirit, wherein he hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence. Ephesians 1, verse 8. May we be found amongst those who are embraced within the provision which eternal wisdom has made therein.